iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Om Bhurbhuvasvah.
Hello and welcome to our continuing series of science and spirituality right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today I'm joined by the highly esteemed Professor Nawal Prinja and Dr. Gaurav Prinja. Today we're going to be talking about quantum mechanics. And what are quantum mechanics all about? Well, quantum mechanics allows the calculation of properties and behavior of physical systems. It is typically applied to microscopic systems, molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles. It's been demonstrated to hold for complex molecules with thousands of atoms, but its application to human beings raises philosophical problems, such as Wigner's friend, and its application to the universe as a whole remains speculative. Predictions of quantum mechanics have been verified experimentally to an extremely high degree of accuracy. And today, to tell us and teach us more about this, here's Professor Nawal Prinja and Dr. Gaurav Prinja.
Thank you, Tony, and we will start our fifth podcast. This time, it's, mind you, a very difficult and complex subject of quantum mechanics and how it is related with Isha Upanishad, you know, one of our books from Indian Hindu philosophy. Quantum mechanics is that branch of physics that deals with very, very small particles. These small subatomic particles behave in a very strange way.
Okay, hang on, Dad, because you did say it's complicated. So quantum theory, it's not just complicated, it's strange, it's weird. When it first started coming to prominence, like some of the biggest physicists of the time, Richard Feynman and Niels Bohr, those guys, famous for really understanding everything and being able to explain it, they said things like, if anybody tells you they understand quantum physics, that means they don't. That idea that if they think, oh yeah, I understand how this works, it means they've made a mistake. They've simplified it too much. Or I think the other one of them, I forget which one said which, but one of them said, if you're not shocked by quantum physics, that means you haven't understood it. So, how are you going to explain this in a way that people are going to be able to understand it?
Right. So let me try to give you a shock, Gaurav. Suppose you are sat in front of me and I want to pass some apples to you, but there is a wall between us.
Well, of course there's a wall. It's coronavirus. There has to be a barrier, no?
Okay, there's a barrier between us, and we can drill a hole to pass on the apples, yeah?
Sure.
And if I throw the apples over, there will be a pile on your side of the hole where the, apples will fall. And if I drill another hole some distance away, then there will be a second pile of apples on your side next to the second hole, yeah? But when I speak, rather than throwing apples, my voice, the waves, will go through both holes and give you the best sound somewhere in the middle. That is why in cinema theaters, people tend to sit in the middle. Okay? Now, when the same thing is done with very, very tiny particles, electrons and atoms, subatomic particles, and I throw them just like apples, for some strange reason, you will not see them piling up like the apples did. It seems that the subatomic particle travels through both holes at the same time, the first as well as the second. This property of a particle being in two places at the same time or two states at the same time, believe me, scientists have made use of them You know the MRI scans used in hospitals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The subatomic particles, they spin in one direction. But if you apply magnetic field, they change the spin and go the other way. But when they change the spin, they tend to create a wave. And those are the ones which are used to create the MRI pictures. And same with LED bulbs. Same with the USB flash drives. The fundamental principle used by the physicist is that there can be two states of existence at the same time.
Mm, okay. And that's actually, again, I feel like that relates a little bit to like the previous podcast where we were talking about, you know, the same thing being in multiple states. But I guess for people in the West, where everything is quite discrete and quite defined, this would have been a big shift for these guys, right? That like the physicists of the time. And I guess that makes sense. So, you know, sometimes scientific advancement is a case of this is how much we know, and you know, this is the way the knowledge is going. We take a little step further. We understand a little bit more. And you know, so we've got a better understanding. But sometimes it is, you know, this whole you throw the rule book out of the window. You take everything you understand about how the world works, and you say, actually, that doesn't make any sense at all. And now here's a completely new way that things actually work. But that must be quite hard for them to think about, you know, and objects being in multiple states at the same time.
Yeah, but talking about knowing things, let me throw another complication in quantum mechanics. Yeah. You know, in quantum mechanics, there is another principle which says you will never know exactly all the information. The mere process of you observing changes the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is actually very well known. It is stated as uncertainty principle in quantum mechanics. Yeah. But surprisingly, this same uncertainty principle is stated in the Isha Upanishad, also known as Isha Vasya Upanishad, which was Mahatma Gandhi's favorite book. Yeah. In one of the fifth mantra in that, it says, Tadaijati tanaijati tad dure tad avantike tad antarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasya yasya bahyata. Meaning, it moves and it moves not. It is far and yet it is near. It is present within all, yet it is outside of it all.
Interesting.
This mantra really is full of contradictions and paradoxes, just like quantum mechanics. It cannot easily be reconciled with everyday language and observation.
True. It also, I feel like it relates to the that idea of there being a soul within us, right? Near us, within us. There is our soul, our Atma. And, you know, obviously we say the Atma is actually a piece of the Paramatma, the Brahma that is, you know, out. So it's the same thing, which is present within us and outside of all of us. It's near to us and it is far. But, yes. It sounds like that same concept.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, so in the body, it is manifested. Mm-hmm. Outside the body, it is unmanifested. This concept of manifest and unmanifest, you know, in Tantra, it is called Shiva and Shakti. In Buddhism and other great philosophies from the East, this concept of the two, manifest and unmanifest, go hand in hand.
I feel like I forget exactly what it's called in physics. It may actually just be called wave-particle duality. That you can have a physical particle, which sounds like the manifest, but that can also behave or act like it is a wave, which is unmanifest, which yes. Ties back quite nicely, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.